No other book has so profoundly impacted so many lives as the Bible.
Welcome to Simply the Bible, the Through the Bible teaching program of Pastor Daryl Zachman of Calvary Chapel, Treasure Valley. Today we begin the book of Habakkuk. The prophet complains to God about the things he observes, and God tells him something he cannot believe. We hope you join us as Pastor Daryl teaches in Habakkuk chapter 1 on Simply the Bible.
Often in life, there are things that we do not understand. We don't understand why a baby dies or why a violent person massacres a crowd of innocent people. We don't understand why guilty people are acquitted and innocent people suffer. Why does a God of love and power permit evil in the world? Now, we're not the first to wrestle with such questions. Habakkuk is considered one of the minor prophets, and he struggled with such questions as these as he watched his nation go downhill in a hurry. We know very little about Habakkuk. It seems that he was a prophet during the reign of Josiah's son Jehoiakim. This would have made him a contemporary of Jeremiah. God revealed to him that he was going to use the Babylonians to punish the southern kingdom of Judah. But how could God use people who were so wicked to judge his covenant people? That was Habakkuk's complaint. We begin in Habakkuk chapter 1. The burden which the prophet Habakkuk saw. O Lord, how long shall I cry, and you will not hear? Even cry out to you violence, and you will not save. Why do you show me iniquity and cause me to see trouble? For plundering and violence are before me. There is strife and contention arises. Therefore the law is powerless, and justice never goes forth. For the wicked surround the righteous. Therefore perverse judgment proceeds. So Habakkuk identifies himself as a prophet. He had a burden from the Lord and was given a vision from God. But he said, how long shall I cry? So he had been crying out, and really the word here in Hebrew means to be screaming to God for some kind of relief. This was not what he wanted to see as he saw the nation just abandoning the covenant and doing every kind of evil. There was violence, iniquity, trouble, theft, strife, and contention. And though they had been given the law of God, the law was seemingly powerless to move upon the behavior of the people. It was doing nothing. Instead, the wicked surrounded the righteous, and the righteous had no relief. They would go to the courts, but the courts were perverted. Probably the judges had been bribed, but the guilty were getting off the hook, and the innocent ones were being pronounced guilty, and it seemed that there was no end in sight. And so the Lord responded here to Habakkuk's complaint. Look among the nations and watch, be utterly astounded, for I will work a work in your days which you would not believe, though it were told you. For indeed I am raising up the Chaldeans, a bitter and hasty nation, which marches through the breadth of the earth to possess dwelling places that are not theirs. They are terrible and dreadful. Their judgment and their dignity proceed from themselves. Their horses also are swifter than leopards and more fierce than evening wolves. Their chargers charge ahead. Their cavalry comes from afar. They fly as the eagle that hastens to eat. They all come for violence. Their faces are set like the east wind. They gather captives like sand. They scoff at kings, and princes are scorned by them. They deride every stronghold, for they heap up earthen mounds and seize it. So the Lord responded to Habakkuk and said, hey, just watch and be astounded, Habakkuk. You're going to see something that you wouldn't believe even if it were told you. I am raising up the Chaldeans. Now, the Chaldeans were the early name for the Babylonians. We know that Abraham came from Ur of the Chaldees. And so God was raising them up. They were the next world dominant empire. They were already conquering the Assyrians, and now God would raise them up and use them as his servants to discipline his own people. Now, by God's own admission, they were bitter, they were hasty, terrible, dreadful, they were self-reliant, they looked only to their own resources, not to God, and they had horses that were swifter than leopards, they were fiercer than wolves stalking their prey at night. Their cavalry would come from afar, then swoop down like hungry eagles devouring their prey. They would set their faces as resolute as the east wind, and they would gather captives like sand of the seashore. They would scoff at kings and break down every stronghold and mighty fortress, heaping up mounds of earth to build siege works. They would laugh at the fortresses of men. And then God said, his mind changes, and he transgresses. He commits offense, ascribing this power to his God. And so, as we would see, God would call Nebuchadnezzar his servant, and yet after using Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar would become proud. He would give glory to his own Babylonian gods rather than giving glory to Yahweh. And he would commit offenses, doing great atrocities for which God would later then judge Babylon. And so God would use them, but then later God would turn and judge the very people that he had used. Now, this was not what Habakkuk wanted to hear. And so he comes up with a second complaint. Verse 12, are you not from everlasting, O Lord my God? My Holy One, we shall not die, O Lord. You have appointed them for judgment, O Rock. You have marked them for correction. You are of purer eyes than to behold evil and cannot look on wickedness. Why do you look on those who deal treacherously and hold your tongue when the wicked devours a person more righteous than he? Now, Habakkuk had a problem with this. Habakkuk didn't understand how God could use these wicked Babylonians to judge them. And so he said, are you not from everlasting? Don't you know the beginning from the end from the beginning? And are we not your people? We shall not die. We are your covenant people. You have made promises to the patriarchs that you will bring about and you will fulfill your promises. But you have appointed the Babylonians for judgment against us, and yet your eyes are so pure that they cannot behold evil. Now, Habakkuk was not saying that God could not look upon evil, because clearly he sees it, but he doesn't look upon it with favor. So how could you look upon these who are so treacherous, who are worse off than we are? And how can you be silent while the wicked are devouring the righteous? Verse 14, why do you make men like fish of the sea, like creeping things that have no ruler over them? They take up all of them with a hook. They catch them in their net and gather them in their dragnet. Therefore, they rejoice and are glad. Therefore, they sacrifice to their net and burn incense to their dragnet, because by them their share is sumptuous and their food plentiful. Shall they therefore empty their net and continue to slay nations without pity? And so Habakkuk's complaint here, you know, why would you make men like fish of the sea? The Babylonians had no more regard for the people that they would conquer than a fisherman would have for the fish that he catches in his net. And so he said, they take them all up with a hook. They catch them in their net and they gather them in their dragnet. But then they rejoice and are glad and sacrifice to their net. They realize that they did this and they give credit to their military prowess and strength and ingenuity. And they sacrifice to these things rather than to honor God who gave them the power to do it. You know, we often see this. We see this today. And so many of these things that Habakkuk was complaining about, the violence, the contention, the strife, the thievery, all of these things that he was seeing, the injustice, the court systems that do not produce just judgments, all of these things, as he looked around, it's like, what do I do about this, God? You're not doing anything, you see. And he didn't understand. And yet, we see people like that that are getting away with it, and even those who are successful in the eyes of the world, rather than giving glory to God and recognizing that they are doing this with the talents and resources and opportunities that God has given them, they sacrifice to their own ingenuity. They worship the means by which they make the money or get the power or get the success or fame. And sacrifice to these things. It's like the rich person making money their God. And so Habakkuk was just like saying, Lord, how can you allow all this to happen? And then they will go on and continue to empty their net and then fill it up with fish again and empty it and fill it up with fish again. Their greed will not be satisfied. And will they continue to slay the nations without pity? And God, will you permit this to go on happening? And so Habakkuk was not happy, and yet he was very honest with God. Now, we may not understand why certain things are happening the way they are. We don't necessarily understand why we pray and we don't seem to get an answer from God. We don't understand what God is doing, why he's not doing what we think he should be doing, or not acting in the time frame that we think that he should. And you know, that's reality. That's truth. And there's not a problem with honest doubts if we will follow Habakkuk's example and bring them to God in prayer and lay them out there and say, God, I don't understand. Why is this happening? What is it that you want me to do about this? You've obviously given me eyes to see what's happening and ears to hear what people say. And so what am I to do with this, Lord? And I think the problem is many times we just become angry or bitter. We might even become angry with God because we don't think God is doing what we think he should. But do we bring those questions to the Lord in prayer? That's what Habakkuk did. He laid his complaint out there, and we shall see that God would answer him. Maybe not quite the way that Habakkuk wanted, but God would make it clear to him that what he was doing was righteous, and Habakkuk simply needed to wait for the end of the story, wait upon God, and see what God would do. Honestly, it is only as we bring our honest doubts and concerns and complaints to the Lord in prayer that our faith can be strengthened to overcome the terrible things that we often see in this world.
You've been listening to Simply the Bible, the Through the Bible teaching program of Pastor Daryl Zachman of Calvary Chapel, Treasure Valley. We're happy to announce that we're building a new facility in Southwest Meridian. For more information or to give toward this project, please visit calvarytv.org/buildingproject. That's calvarytv.org/buildingproject. To listen to previous episodes, check out our Simply the Bible podcast. Tomorrow we will see that the Lord tells Habakkuk to write down the vision and wait for it. God reveals something to the prophet that is so essential to salvation, it is quoted 3 times in the New Testament. We hope you'll join us as we continue in the book of Habakkuk on Simply the Bible.